The National Defense Authorization Act will provide $46 million in additional federal money for construction projects at Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst. Congressman Rob Andrews, who voted for the measure, says it gives the facility needed improvements to stave off closure.
There are two rifle ranges, a consolidated dining facility, a central issues facility, and some infrastructure for power and light. But basically, this is to upgrade the base so it's there for many, many decades to come.
Andrew says the base serves a variety of useful roles.
The top line of the defense budget is shrinking, so it's more a matter of competing for a diminishing pie. We think that the refueling mission McGuire has, the reserve training mission that Dix has, and the very important naval air function that Lakehurst has, we're well positioned for that. But at this point, it's a battle to hold on to defense jobs. And I think we're very well situated to do that.
The congressman says the base pumps millions of dollars into the local economy. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.